This is episode 64 of the Mickey File Podcast. This week, we'll talk about why a local or anyone else would buy DVC, plus news from the parks, DVC, and more.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode 64 of the Mickey File Podcast. I am Scott. And with me, as always, my lovely wife, Karen.
Hello, everybody. You said that so weird.
I was trying to enunciate.
But it sounded slightly sarcastic.
Remember that Friends episode? Should I spit when I say words?
What is that? That was with...
Gary Oldman.
Yeah, Gary Oldman. Incredible actor, but right. Yeah.
My pack.
And then they just started spitting all over each other.
Right. Great job. So we're already off the rails and we're 5 seconds into the episode. So this week we are going to take advice from our dear friend Veronica Youngward and talk about why you buy DVC.
Yes.
Why it makes sense.
Yes.
Financially and otherwise, if you're a big old Disney nerd like all of us are.
Yeah, pretty much. We're like super nerds.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that. We've got a little bit of news. Like, not a lot went on. It's like, I don't know. Like, they blew all the news a couple of weeks ago with the 50th.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's a little bit going. Some, like, ridiculously expensive merchandise coming out.
Like super.
Like if you thought Dooney and Burke was expensive, yeah, stay away from the rest of this. But anyway, some of that, and then we'll talk DVC pricing and benefits and the rest of it.
Yeah.
Today is day 609.
Yikes.
Yeah, without hoop-de-doo.
And without trams.
Oh, trams. See, I forgot.
Because we actually rode a tram.
Saturday we rode a tram.
We rode a tram, so yeah.
At Give Kids the World, which is mostly sponsored by Disney.
Mostly.
But yeah, we did. We rode a tram there.
Mm-hmm.
And we will actually talk about that. Well, by the time this actually gets released, we will have talked about it on our live stream.
Yes.
On YouTube and Facebook.
Yes.
So if you missed that, go check us out. YouTube.
Facebook.
Yeah, YouTube, yeah. Facebook Live. Search for Mickey File Podcast.
I know. Is that who we are?
Well, yeah. But that's the YouTube channel, I believe, is just Mickey File. So, yeah, check that out. If you missed it, we have some cool videos. Assuming that I didn't think about this until we'd already started loading stuff.
Hmm.
Assuming that they don't, like, ban us or suspend us for having TSO music. Which we don't own the copyright to.
Oh.
In our video. But I don't think we get enough attention that they'll care.
we didn't have any of those signs anywhere. So yeah. I think we're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, Karen, why don't you start off with the news?
Okay. Disney Junior character sightings, air quotes, which I'm sorry, the sighting things drives me crazy, but that's a whole other issue. Okay. So Disney Junior character sightings have returned to Animation Courtyard at Hollywood Studios. And that's the cute one. It's, you know, Vampyra?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And some people from that, yeah. I guess.
And that's good for the kids. So, you know.
Maybe that, I don't know. I don't want to guess what Disney Junior is. Cause
well, it was
know.
The ones that they had at Hollywood and Vine. Yeah, it's those characters. That.
I don't know. I can't get the name right. All I can think of is like the famous one, which is Eleanor of Aquitaine, but I think it's like Elena of Avalon or something.
No, I bet
like
it is. Yeah. But it's those characters.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So cool.
Yeah.
More characters is more mm-hmm. better.
Right. And they have them in their own little area. They have a rope there, so you basically can do like the selfie thing.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that they'll, you know.
You know, and now that I've seen what the character sightings are. You know, Universal's been doing that for like a year and a half.
I know.
Like, yeah.
I know.
Like we saw.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cat in the Hat and stuff like that. Yeah. Which, yeah, it was a creepy cat in the hat.
You know, I've seen all the Shrek movies. Well, like the first two or three.
Yeah.
Could not tell you what Cameron Diaz's character's name is.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. There's Shrek and Donkey.
Yeah, I know. I can't
remember. And Puss in Boots. I can't. Like, the rest of them probably have names. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, but they had her out there.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they were like on fence. Yeah, behind a little fence.
But you could get.
Yeah. You'd get within.
Socially distanced, mm-hmm. within 6 feet of them.
Right.
Without a mask. Because it's universal.
Right.
So, well, you can do that with Disney too now.
But. Yeah. So, but that's cool that it's coming back. That way the kids can get pictures, which is good.
Yeah.
So it's going to have you take number two.
So there is a designer, we'll call him, suing Disney for the drop mechanism used in Rise of the Resistance. The company is called Raven Sun Creative, and they are suing Disney Parks and Resorts on patent infringement. According to Florida Politics, Raven Sun Creative owns a patent for technology that coordinates videos with a vertical moving trolley, allowing those who ride it to feel as though they are moving within the environment as they see on the screen. The lawsuit claims that Rise of the Resistance uses the same technology without permission and alleges that in 2014, Raven Sun submitted a detailed proposal for the technology to Disney Imagineers and Disney reportedly passed on it. In March 2020, Raven Sun Creative contacted Disney to inform them they had infringed on the patent, and Disney basically told them to pound sand. They would not be paying for the alleged infringement. So now we have a lawsuit. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, I get it. You drop and there's stuff going on the screen. So I guess that's it. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, because then it becomes a whole logistics that if one little thing is different, then it doesn't matter.
Right.
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 So.
It's like, you know, Queen and David Bowie did that song.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, 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 dun. And then Vanilla Ice totally ripped it off, but it apparently went like dun, 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 dun.
Right.
And he said it was a different song. It wasn't.
Right.
But anyway, yeah. So, you know, like at some point there's a difference. We'll see. I'm not going to say that Disney hasn't infringed on anybody's patents or movie ideas or whatever, because mm-hmm. at that level, they kind of all do.
Yeah. Don't they kind of all overlap a little bit?
They kind of all steal everybody else's ideas.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, we'll see. We'll see how it works out.
See what works out.
Or maybe they'll end up getting, you know, $1 for everybody that rides it, because it's a lot of money for them and doesn't really mean much to Disney. I mean, who knows?
True.
But anyway, yeah, so that's a thing that's happening now. And
yeah, so I'm sure it's going to get press.
One day we'll see, or it'll just disappear and we won't know what happened.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So you should be happy about this. Mickey's PhilharMagic reopened on the 12th. Updated soundtrack and Coco editions. Hold on. I did find out they didn't take anything out. They just added the Coco part after the Lion King part.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, yay.
Yes.
The Lion King part is really aged.
Yes, it is. But now they've... So now it's like,
Donald's PhilharMagic. Mickey's in it for literally 4.5 seconds.
Yes, I know. And it does... Yes. But...
You get me all excited with the hat, and then you have zero Sorcerer's Apprentice Mickey. And I know,
other than his hat is everywhere.
So you're dead to me.
Yeah. New Disney Parks Designer Collection Bridal Ear Headband by Vera Wang became available today, the 15th of November. It's available at Ever After at Disney Springs. It's also available at Disneyland and on Shop Disney. It costs $600.
So where is Ever After?
It's in Disney Springs and the expensive section, which, you know.
So the part in the middle?
Yeah. Well, it's in the open. It's not covered. So it's before you get to that, and it's on the, like, so if you're walking from World of Disney.
The part I don't go to.
Right.
Right. Okay, gotcha.
Towards, from World of Disney, it's on your right-hand side before you get to the expensive stores. Like, it's like the start of the expensive stores.
It's $600 for a headband. Well, okay. It sounds like it's an expensive store.
Yes. Well, no, it is, but it's not. But the Vera Wang, it has a long veil, probably comes down to waist, and it has a very signature Vera Wang bow on the top of it, a very specific type of bow that she does on everything.
I'm going to say for $600, you should be able to wear it in the shower.
Yeah, I know. But
like to a baseball game, everywhere, it's $600 for. Yeah.
I know. I
a headband looked, with ears.
Right? I understand that.
It's not even a tiara.
No, and the ears are black, so it's not even all white. Mm. It's black and white.
It's a nice day for a black wedding.
Well, no, the veil and everything are white, and the bow's white, but the ears themselves are black.
So, yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So then, in addition. And then
there's more.
There's more. But wait, there's more.
Yeah.
The Lux logo collection, which, you know, this is part of the 50th thing that they were talking about, this Lux logo stuff, has arrived at Uptown Jewelers. The Kate Spade bag collection, which is, the options are wallet, handbag, backpack, crossbody, tote, and card holder. The card holder starts at $65. The handbag, I think it's the handbag. Yeah. The handbag is $368.
Okay. That's more than the backpack, though?
Yes.
All right. Well, then I'll get the backpack because it sounds like a deal.
The backpack is $20 less.
It's like a deal?
Yeah. No. It's still a mini backpack. Yeah, like, but
lounge fly size?
Yeah.
Now pass.
But basically it has, it's black with gold and it has the gold castle with the 50 inside of it. It's actually, it's okay. Kind of a classy cool, but it's still Kate Spade, so it's really expensive.
So it's still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I believe they're putting the Kate Spade stuff that is going to be available on Shop Disney as well.
So I will say this, doing that, it makes Dooney and Burke and Loungefly look like deals.
Oh, I know. I know.
Right.
So then the next one, which is even more ridiculous, is the Lux logo leather ear headband. This is the least expensive one of all of them. $225. It's a black Loungefly headband with leather gold embossed ears. And it has the kind of the 50th embossed. You have to really look at them to even see that it says the 50th on it.
But $225.
That's the least expensive of all of them. Then you go to the limited edition Lux logo jeweled ear headband, which it's got jewels all over it. $750.
Oh, of course.
Then.
I mean, it's got jewels.
Yeah, they're not like.
Kate Spade. I mean, yeah, not Kate Spade.
Vera Wang has jewels on. Vera Wang
just has.
Yeah, it does have some jewels on. I mean, it does have some jewels on the ears, but yeah,
come on.
Yeah, then there's a limited edition Lux logo jeweled ear hat. So it's the Mickey hat, which is all jeweled, $1,000. And you know,
thanks, Trapek.
Yeah, you know they're selling them. You know they're selling them. It's crazy.
Yeah, there's somebody out there.
Oh, there's lots of people out there who are buying them.
Just Jesus.
Absolutely insane. Yeah. Now, those you can only get, those Lux ones, you can only get at Uptown Jewelers. They got those under lock and gate.
I mean, how many places you got to put them for a $1,000 hat?
Right.
All right, so I'll take the next one.
Okay.
The CDC, well... All right, so as of, I believe, Saturday morning, Orange County, Florida, has now fallen into moderate spread.
Which is good.
Officially.
Mm-hmm.
Which is based on number of cases per 10 or 100,000 or whatever, or 1,000 or whatever the number is, and also percentage positivity of cases. Both numbers have to be below benchmarks.
Okay.
So they have officially fallen into moderate. We talked about last week that they were very close and that the state of emergency had passed and Disney had decided that fully vaccinated cast members no longer needed to wear masks in any backstage areas. Right. So the CDC now no longer recommends fully vaccinated people wear face coverings indoors in Orange County, Florida. Disney still has not made changes to their policies since then.
Right.
So really nothing has changed because Disney right. still has the same rules and everybody else still has the same rules. Like right. we didn't wear masks in any of the restaurants we went to off property or any of that.
Right.
So yeah, so nothing's really changed, but we are getting closer to possible changes.
Yes, we're getting hopeful yeah. too.
So.
The full holiday kitchen menus have been released for the 2021 Festival of the Holidays, which starts on November 26th and runs through December 30th.
Yeah, so November 26th is the day after Thanksgiving, yeah, which I didn't realize.
It's the Friday after, now,
so it makes some sense, mm-hmm. having been there this weekend, because right. there are Christmas decorations in Epcot, which we didn't think there would be yet.
Right.
Well, I did not think. The tree is up. Mm-hmm. Tree is up in America.
Right. Mexico was decorated.
I mean, a lot of the other countries yeah. had garland or
right.
whatever around. But the big tree was up
mm-hmm.
right as you enter World Showcase. The tree was up in America. So there is stuff around.
Right.
But I have to say, the only way I think they pull this off is if they just, I mean, look, you change the menu overnight because
right.
you just cook different food tomorrow.
Right.
And I haven't really paid attention yet because as much as I've been in the Christmas mood this week, it still hadn't come to Thanksgiving. So I haven't really looked at
right.
what Epcot's doing. But I assume that since all the booths are already there, you could slap a
mm-hmm.
Israel sign on Brazil and mm-hmm. start serving Reuben sandwiches again and black and white cookies and
right.
you're good to go.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess it's not that big a deal. It's funny because, you know, we talked about as we were walking around with Dave and Tony Ann mm-hmm. and Veronica this weekend.
Right.
Tony Ann said, do you think that they're waiting on Epcot because they don't have enough staff to make the changeover, but they clearly have started the changeover. And right. I would say that, you know, basically 2 weeks.
Yeah. I don't think it's all done. I think they're still working on it.
That's what
yeah.
I'm saying. They got 2 weeks to right. get the rest of the stuff up. And then I guess, you know, you could literally just go around and slap new signs on
mm-hmm.
all the yeah. existing kiosks and... And like I said, I mean, you just, you know, you cook Reubens and
right, and then they and, put up the little Olaf cookies too.
Instead of
yeah.
Belgian waffles, and you're in Christmas,
right? Because so. They'll have the Olaf scavenger hunt, so they'll have to put yeah, that yeah, up. Yeah. But that's
that would take
easy.
You and me like a half hour to go change those. So yeah. you know, Disney's better than we are at it,
right? So Meet Santa Claus is now a virtual queue at Disney Springs.
Yeah, I saw some pictures mm-hmm. of that.
Mm-hmm.
So basically Santa's, I don't know, was he sitting in a chair or standing yeah. up?
No, he's sitting in a chair and then there's like then presents like in front of it. And then you sit
6 feet away yeah. behind a fence. And
well, kind of. It's just, it's a bunch of presents. And, so you're far enough away. But
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So, in.
So is it actually a virtual queue? Like if you go on right now, can you. I mean, not right well, now, but
if you're there, because I actually tried to do it when we were over there,
okay, but
we were
it shows
still,
up.
Yes, it shows up, but it showed.
Wonder if it works.
We were too. It says we are too far away to get in the queue. When we were over
well,
there,
I haven't heard that. Oh, the virtual queue keeps crashing. So maybe they've found a way to do two virtual queues.
Well, but I think this one because you actually have to be on premises, so maybe it's different than the other. Because remember, we were talking about. Virtual queue.
Yeah, but you used to have to be on property for the virtual. That seems like it's harder to do than easier.
Yeah, because, well, it's picking
I mean, otherwise you just open it up for everybody.
Right.
Adding a GPS component seems like it's harder than
right.
the alternative. So. Right. All right. So I'm assuming it's working fine because yeah, I haven't seen a whole bunch of this sucks.
Right.
So.
Right. The Holiday Tree of Life Awakenings returns to Disney's Animal Kingdom, which is really kind of cool how they do that.
I guess we've seen that, right?
I don't know if we've
seen... I think we did a couple years ago.
I know we've seen just the nighttime awakening things, but there's a holiday version of that.
I remember us going over there for Christmas to see, because we wanted to see all the parks, and then we went, it's Animal Kingdom, and there's like nothing here.
Yeah. But it was just the tree. Yeah. So, but yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, they actually do a good job with the, I guess, projections on the tree.
Yeah. So. Which we haven't been there at night in a really long time to see any of them.
And you know, you need something there.
Yeah.
I mean, you make a big deal about the other parks. Yes. So you need something there too.
Yes. So the Merry Menagerie performers are also returning to Animal Kingdom. Basically, it's multiple. They're life-size artisan-shaped puppets. So basically, there's kind of people, depending on the size of them, there's people inside of them, and they kind of walk around with them, and they're like tigers and stuff like that, which is really kind of cool. So they interact with people, and really looks like a tiger is walking towards you. They're really kind of cool. So Walt Disney World APs can get 30% off of a D23 gold membership through November 21st.
So D23 has actually a lot of benefits for $100, which is now 70.
Yeah, I think it's going up a little.
I mean, for like a regular, okay, whatever.
Yeah, the family.
Roughly $100, so roughly $70. They've got cool pin sets. First of all, you get a gift every year that's been really cool.
Yes.
The last few years.
Yes. We should be getting ours.
Lunchbox and pins and a bandana and a map, I think.
Yeah. Also, I can't even remember everything. Most of that was Disney.
But usually a pin set that probably
it's at least
worth half that.
At least that. And those pins, the pins are big. So,
depending on where you live, they have a lot of special D23 only events. They seem not to have very many in Florida, although you went to
the Jungle Cruise premiere. Preview. Because it was before it premiered, yes.
For free.
Yes, and I was able to take...
Before it opened in theaters.
I was able to take at least three other people. Yep.
Yeah. But also, there are places in Disney Springs
that give discounts.
Like Uniqlo. Gives a discount only for D23 membership.
Yeah, they
give not for AP or DVC or
right.
And we went to a restaurant recently, and I can't remember which one. And we asked them if they did
DVC or AP
or DVC, and they said no. And I said, okay, well, how about D23? And they went, oh yeah, that one we do. And I can't remember where it was.
Yeah. Was it a Batina one?
Yeah, it was. Not Space 220, was it?
Or was it Hacienda?
Maybe. I can't remember. But anyway, we did go to a restaurant.
But we did go somewhere that only took D23.
Yeah, I just kind of randomly, when they said no to those two, I was like, how about D23? And they went, oh, yeah, that we do.
Yeah, and I can't remember who it is. But yeah, there was one and I can't remember.
So anyway, you do get... There are advantages for D23. Yes.
So, and then they have things
that mostly the cool merchandise.
Yeah, that the merchandise is only
But they also do like, you know, Disney on Ice in Chicago or they do way too much stuff in
Disneyland area.
Los Angeles and Anaheim and Orange County.
Right. And then they have,
But they do stuff other places, New York, Chicago.
And they do have online content that's available for D23 people.
They do.
Yeah.
And so, contests, sweepstakes that are D23 people. Like they're doing the
Galactic Star Cruiser.
Giveaway right now.
Right. Because that's the 3-night, 4-day one, so you get
day before and after at Disney World, and then
the 2-day
your two nights in there.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
So if you're on the fence, I mean 30% discount's pretty good.
I wonder if we can renew.
I looked at it and it said no.
Oh, wow.
It said for new.
All right. They're dead to me too. So this next thing. And we saw them. We saw the one set up, but I don't know if that other one was like an emergency exit.
Maybe, or they're working on it.
They were building it to go put it. But we saw one that was in progress for sure.
Yeah.
Not where the dock was.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe it's like a emergency exit.
Maybe.
I don't know. Because I thought at first like they were building it and then they were going to float it over. But the more I looked at it, it like had a concrete pad leading up to it.
Yeah. I don't know.
So I'm thinking maybe it's like a, you know, in case of emergency, get off here.
Yeah. Maybe.
But yeah, we saw the new ramps they have that come out and go onto the second level. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be really big, getting to Magic Kingdom in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And
getting you out of there
at night.
After the fireworks.
Right.
That you can load both levels at the same time.
Right.
And it also makes me willing to go to the second level because I'm not going up freaking stairs after a long day.
You still have to go upstairs. It's still steps.
Yeah, but to get, you know, not on the boat. I feel like you get stuck upstairs.
Oh, I see right what you're now. Saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so now if I can get up there and then get off,
mm-hmm.
that's, yeah, a big deal.
Yes.
To me, anyway. Yes.
So, and at Disneyland, Mickey's Toontown is going to be reimagined with new experiences, more play and interactivity for young families in 2023. So basically, Toontown is going to close March of 2022 to begin the new changes. So apparently that's a big deal out there.
Yeah, it is. It's really, well, I don't know. Based on the game I have for Xbox, it's a pretty cool little area.
Yeah. So
never been there, but I've been there virtually on Xbox and it's pretty cool.
Ooh.
Yeah. DVC news. DVC points can now be used towards National Geographic expeditions. Signature land expeditions, private expeditions, and river cruises. Yeah, anyway, just Google DVC, yeah. National Geographic. But that's cool. It's basically ABD, but yeah. Some more options.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing. It's more options. So
that's very cool.
Yeah.
DVC has parted ways at Hilton Head Island Resort with, I don't know, Baloo. Whatever, and Shadow. The dog was the official mascot, so it was a guy and his dog, and they are no longer there, which
they parted
makes
ways.
Zero sense.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand.
Thanks,
I mean,
Chapek.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is going to do it for our news.
Yeah, like we said, week. There wasn't a lot, even though we talked about a lot, but
Well, we talk a lot. But anyway, that's it for the news.
Yep.
So we were hanging out with our friends this mm-hmm. weekend.
Yep.
And experiencing Christmas at, where did we go?
Give Kids the World.
Well, I know, but before that. We went to Wilderness Lodge, Beach Club, and Grand Floridian.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Epcot the next day, and we were hanging out, and we were talking to Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave us an idea. Which was, why should Dave and Veronica buy DVC?
Yeah.
Basically.
Convince her.
Yeah. That's what she said. Convince me. So, you know, and she didn't take, well, this weekend as an answer. So we decided to go a little bit more in depth as to kind of what our thought process was. When we were looking at DVC.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time, we were probably bad Disney fans because we were probably staying at Disney 5 or 6 nights a year that we would go over and actually spend the night instead of driving over in the morning and coming home at night.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it was because we wanted either 60-day fast passes. Those don't exist anymore.
Right.
Or, you know, just to go by the train. Never mind. rope drop
Yes.
You know, go over. We used to be the ones that got there Saturday morning for rope drop.
Mm-hmm. And left at like 11.
As many rides as we could, plus our three fast passes. And we'd leave at 11:30 or 12 o'clock, go buy lunch on the way home.
Yep.
And we rode 8 rides.
Yeah.
You know, a little harder to do that
now
because things have changed.
Yep.
But that's what we did. And then, you know, if we really wanted to see the fireworks or whatever, we might spend the night.
Right.
So 5 or 6 times a year, parties, that kind of thing.
Right.
So we started looking at, and we're going to pull a couple of examples here to give an idea. So if you want to stay at Disney's Pop Century Resort, right?
Which seems to be a popular destination with a lot of people.
It is, with a lot of our friends.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just pick a random, let's say.
Okay.
All right.
Not like a holiday week or anything, just a random week.
So let's say you want to stay the week of April 10th through the 17th of 2022.
Okay.
Okay. At Disney's Pop Century Resort.
Okay.
That is going to be $273 a night.
Zoinkers.
Yeah. For 7 nights.
Okay.
That's $1,911.
Okay. Zoinkers.
For Pop Century. It's a nice resort. Skyliner.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Rooms are decent.
Yes, size. They are. I mean, especially because they've been redone.
Yeah. So, I believe we just stayed there. So yeah. They've got the pull-down bed. They sleep 4.
Right.
And basically a very similar room to a DVC studio.
Right. A little smaller.
A little smaller.
Right.
There are no sit-down restaurants at Pop Century.
Correct.
But there's...
I mean, they have their food court. They have Art of... They have the...
Art of Animation, which is also a food court. But
right. But still.
A little better food court.
Yeah.
But it's food courts. But you are Skyliner...
Yes. Adjacent.
Adjacent. No, the Skyliner's right there, actually. Right. It's not even adjacent. It's right there. So... Riviera is the newest.
Okay, so tell me how much what is again for 7 nights?
It is $1,911 for 1 week.
Okay.
Okay. And that is?
For tax, tag, and title. And if you're coming in on Magical Express or Mirrors, you don't have to pay
parking. Actually, I'm sorry. It's $2,150 for 7 nights.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, remember, keep in mind that if you're coming in via, you're not driving, you don't pay anything extra. If you're driving, you pay $15 extra a night for parking.
I believe it's $15. That's, yes, you do have to pay for parking.
You do have to pay for parking.
At Pop Century.
Right. So add that to the amount as well.
That's another $95, $100 right. bucks. So $22.45 is what you're looking at for that week.
Right.
So let's say you buy a contract at Riviera.
Which is also on the same Skyliner.
On the Skyliner.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new resort. It's good for, at this point, probably about 48 years, I think.
Yeah.
I think it opened in 2019, we're 2 years in. So it's good for 48 years, coincidentally.
Mm-hmm.
April 11th starts a day, so it's close enough.
Yeah, give or take.
Yeah. DVC points do bounce around a little bit based on when Easter is, when Thanksgiving is. Christmas is always the same time of year, so that one never changes.
Right. It doesn't? What? No.
But if you wanted to come that same week for Riviera, in a preferred room, preferred studio.
Which explained the difference between standard and the preferred.
It's the view, and I'm honestly not exactly sure. I believe a standard view is going to give you a view of the pool and Caribbean and or Caribbean beach
and or the parking lot. Right.
Pool or garden or parking lot view.
Right.
When we stayed in a standard, we saw the pool and Caribbean beach resort.
Right.
Preferred view gives you a view of either Spaceship Earth or Tower of Terror.
Right.
Yeah, theme park view, but right. It's a lot of trees, and you see the weenie
yes.
above the trees.
Yes.
But that also means you can see fireworks.
Yes.
At least one of the parks.
Right.
Right. So that would cost you... Now remember, we're on points. So a standard view, or a preferred view, mm-hmm. would be 183 points. Okay?
Okay.
So.
And that's for a week. That's for 7 days. It's for a week. Right.
Yes.
So for the same time period as Pop.
Yep.
Okay.
You can buy 183 points at Riviera for $36,783.
And yes, before you go,
right.
Break it down over 48 now, years.
Over 48 years is $1,067.81.25
per year. Right.
So a little less than half the price per year of a week at Pop Century.
Right. And those 183 points basically
are good for 48 years.
Are good for 48 years, and you can use them how you want.
Right. So that April stay that we're talking about is currently in the, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 seasons. It's dead in the, well, actually a little on the high end. It's the 5th season.
Okay.
So those 7 nights at Pop, half the price, you get 7 nights at Riviera.
Which is an amazing
resort. So now you can make up your mind. Maybe you want to pay that $2,000 a year that you've been spending at Pop.
Right.
And you're going to get 2 weeks or more at Riviera, depending on when you stay.
Right. So get.
But let's say instead of spending 25 to 29 points a night for your week at Riviera,
mm-hmm.
you decide you want to come in September, the 1st through the 19th.
Okay.
It's 17 or 22 points.
Oh, so that means you get more.
You get more nights.
Get more nights.
For that same. Basically $1,100.
Right. So you could get up to, depending on when you come, you could get 2 weeks out of that 183 points.
Close to it, yeah.
Now, keep in mind, this is for a studio. And at Riviera, the deluxe studios hold 5 people.
Right. So comparatively, you and your family compared to 4 at Pop.
So you could have 5 people at Riviera.
Yeah. Riviera. Now with DVC, you've got to pay dues.
Yes.
Okay.
And Riviera, you have to pay it,
currently at $8.38 a point.
Right.
And you're buying 155 points. That's another $1,300 a year, but you're still even.
Yes.
Basically even. So $1,298.90 right now on dues. They're going to go up every year. I mean, I think our dues at Saratoga went up like barely.
Right.
You know, we're not talking a dollar a point. We're talking like a dime a point, if that.
Right. But the biggest difference is you can use those points as you want.
You can also use those points at other hotels, other resorts.
Yeah, not just Riviera. Right. You can use them.
So you could stay at Animal Kingdom. You could stay at Saratoga, Old Key West, Wilderness Lodge, Beach Club, Boardwalk.
Poly, Grand, Bay Lake.
Poly, Grand, Bay Lake. They don't go as far.
They don't go as far.
Pretty close.
Pretty close those to three Riviera.
With Riviera. Yeah. But any of the current DVC resorts or future resorts, if you buy them direct.
Right. Grand California, if you can get into it.
If you can get in there. But, you know, they're building.
They're building a new one.
The new DVC tower out there. Right. So there's a chance.
Right.
You're
so
telling me there's a chance.
Right. So if you buy direct, you can use it at any DVC.
Any DVC resort.
Right. Now, you also can use it at Vero and Hilton Head. However, there are some additional fees associated with that.
Right.
but it's only for
in Hawaii
and Alani.
And when we say and I mean like $75 for like the trip.
For the trip, it's like
there's some weird out of state deal.
But it's only those three that you have to do that with. Now you could also convert them to, you could use them for a cruise.
Yeah.
You could use them for Adventures by Disney.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
It is, but, you know.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Conveniently, right now as we speak,
mm-hmm.
there is a resale contract for Riviera available.
Really?
Of 155 points.
Shocking. And just out of curiosity, what's the price that they're asking?
Well, I could tell you if the stupid chat did pop up here. It's $149 or $23,000 and change. Again, their stupid chat on this DVC resale site that I am looking at keeps popping up and blocking half my screen.
Okay.
Which is really annoying. So, but anyway, this particular $155 155 point loaded contract, 102 points this year, 155, 155. That never happens either.
No, that doesn't.
$23,095.
Okay.
Okay.
So, what are the restrictions with that?
Restrictions with a resale Riviera contract is that you can stay at Riviera.
Okay, that's it. You can only stay at Riviera.
Now, there are other resorts, and that number changes significantly depending, you know, on what resort and how many years and all the rest of that. But just an example, this $23,000 contract for 48 years, $481 a year for 48 years, you're staying at Riviera for at least a week a year.
That's a great deal.
For under $500. You can throw your dues in there, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's $1,700. That's still less than pop.
Yeah.
So that is an option at $500 a month or $500 a year plus your dues of, you know, what did we say, about $1,300. So $1,800. If you're close enough to drive down or you rent a car, you don't pay for parking at the resort.
Right.
Now, the one difference is if you buy resale, and I kind of feel like if you're an AP already, if you're a Florida resident and you have an annual pass, buy resale. You know, yes, you can only stay at Riviera if you buy a Riviera resale contract. Now, if you buy a resale contract for any of the other current resorts, any of them, that resale restriction is that you can only stay at any of the other resorts and not Riviera. It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they were worried they weren't going to sell Riviera.
I don't know.
They tried to make a reason not to buy resale anyway.
Right.
But you can...
If you buy... resale at any other...
If you buy any of the other ones, so we own at Saratoga and we do have a resale contract.
Yes.
We can still use it at everywhere except for Riviera that currently exists.
Right.
And so what we do is at the beginning of the year when we start booking dates, we make sure that's the first contract we wipe out.
Correct.
With Saratoga nights or whatever nights.
Right.
In case we decide we want to stay at Riviera because we want to do an Epcot Hollywood Studios weekend.
Right.
And ride the Skyliner.
Right. And that's what I do every year is
it's the first,
the first contract we use. Yeah.
On the old ones, we book using that contract.
Right.
If you are a lot of people probably have heard about Blue Card and White Card, which I'm not even sure the White Card actually exists, but
technically does, but they never actually generated the card recently. Yeah.
But the Blue Card, which is a DVC owner that owns at least 150 points.
Direct. Right.
Direct from Disney. You can buy the Sorcerer's Annual Pass, not just the Incredipass. You get Moonlight Magic. If that comes back.
Which, fingers crossed.
Right. Disney Cruise.
Yes.
You can use your points on Disney Cruise. You could use your points last month if you were able to get in to do
the Galactic
Star Cruiser.
Yep.
ABD, any of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really the only thing right now.
As of right now. That are
only blue card.
Yes.
As a direct DVC owner, you can get the Sorcerer's Pass, just like you're a Florida resident. Either way, you don't pay for parking,
right?
Which could be a huge deal. I mean, it could be $100 a week we're talking about here.
Right.
And that's, we're talking about if you go to Pop. If your favorite Disney resort right now is Port Orleans,
mm-hmm.
What is that for parking? $25?
I believe it's $25 for Port Orleans, yes.
You know, so now we're talking about $175
mm-hmm.
on top. So there's a lot of advantage. If you look at the numbers over 48 years or
30 you know, years, let's say you buy a shorter contract, 30 years.
Right. Right now, what Disney is selling for Old Key West at, I think, $180 a point-ish
mm-hmm.
is Old Key West expires in 2057. That's 36 years from now.
Right.
Saratoga is 2054.
Mm-hmm.
There is a little bit of a problem in DVC right now because the really cool resorts, Beach Club, Boardwalk,
mm-hmm.
Expire in 2042.
So that's 21
years.
Yeah.
And they're expensive. They're both over $200 a point.
And they're selling them right now.
They're more than Riviera is.
Right. And they're selling them with a 21-year expiration.
Right.
Right.
There are some incentives, but it's still a short contract. I would only recommend Boardwalk or Beach Club right now if you're somebody who comes every year for Flower Garden or the Arts Festival.
Right.
And you want to stay right there at the back door to Epcot.
Right.
You're probably only going to be able to book those rooms if you own and have that 11-month window instead of a 7-month window.
Right. And probably even Festival of the Holidays.
Yeah, maybe.
This year there's nothing available right now.
Right.
But that's this year.
But, I mean, in general, if you go look at the point chart,
mm-hmm.
Let's say for Beach Club, Christmas week is the most expensive week. Easter and Christmas are the most expensive weeks out there.
Mm-hmm.
October 1st through November 23rd. Well, November 27th through the 30th is the third most expensive week. So it's on the low end.
Right.
Or time period. So even if you were going to come November 24th through the 30th, it's not that many. Now, it's a lot more points because Beach Club's a lot more points.
Right.
But it's, it's not. Sorry, it's not a lot more points. I don't know exactly how you do a week between November 27th and the 30th, but it's 114 points for that time period. So you could come and do it for 114 points and say a Beach Club.
Right.
So anyway, so we did the math and we did it rather hurriedly, but we did do the math.
Mm-hmm.
And it cost us, especially over the long run, less than what we were paying to stay at not Disney hotels.
Right.
That were good neighbor anyway, so we still got, you know, early admission and extra mm-hmm. magic hours and whatever they want to call it.
Right.
But yeah, it made a lot of sense to us.
Well, just for example, that year that we bought, we stayed at Port Orleans Riverside. And it was
about $2,000.
Yeah, it was $2,000.
It wasn't for a week.
We were there for four days,
I think.
4 days.
4 nights, I think.
I think it was 3 nights, 4 days.
Okay.
So, and it was still $2,000.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I enjoyed it.
Between $1,500 and $2,000.
Yeah. And I mean, I really enjoyed it, but right. Now that we have so many more options. But we don't
pay $2,000 a year for Saratoga.
Right. And I mean, the fact of how we use it, now the borrowing thing is driving me crazy right now.
Well, that's because
there's
like everybody else, we thought that you could just basically run on next year's points for the rest of your life until COVID hit and they stopped that.
Right.
But.
So, yeah. I mean, that's just, you know, that's our deal, and which is fine.
Right.
But.
And it'll catch up.
Yeah. But I mean, the way we use it. I love the way we use it. So we use it for your birthday weekend because it's always.
We do 3 nights here, 4 nights there.
Right. We do 4th of July. We do our anniversary.
G3.
Yeah. Well, we're moving your birthday for G3. So, okay, but.
We still do G3.
Right. But I mean, we do, you know, two, three, 4 nights.
Yeah.
And we really enjoy it
for
because,
special events.
Yeah.
Had we been able to borrow. Like we could in the past, we would have done it this week.
Right.
And again this week.
Right. But, well, yeah, but this was a little unusual. But it makes it so, I mean, yes, we're paying every month for it, but I'm okay with that.
Well, and that's what we were talking about this weekend with somebody. Travis.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just part of the budget at this point. So we make our payment every month and, you know, and all kidding aside, but when we pay off one contract, we'll just buy another contract because it's just in the budget.
Right. Because, I mean, right now we originally started, I mean, we started with 75, which was the minimum at the time.
Right.
And then we very quickly realized that that was not enough.
Right.
And then we added on and then we added on and then we added on. So now we have 225 points,
right.
Which it sounds insane to have 225
still
points.
Not enough.
No, it's really not enough. But it's because we're in that Disney circle. We enjoyed going over even if it's just for night. I mean, like before COVID happened, we would go over for like when we did the party pass for Halloween. And we're like, all right, we're here. We want to stay to the end. Let's just find enough. Let's see if there's a room available.
Right.
And we'd get a room for 10 or 11 points.
Right.
And stay the night. And it was great because then we could get up, do rope drop the next morning or just sleep in. And it, you know, we probably use it being, especially being Florida residents, we use it probably very different than people like the Austins.
Sure.
Because they're traveling in from elsewhere. We break it up a lot more.
Right.
And use it just for weekends or for the, you know, short little trips.
Right.
And
that's to answer Veronica's question, that's how we use it. It's a lot of Friday, Saturday night, weekend at a time. I mean, but it does allow us some 3 and 4 night.
Right.
You know. For the 50th, we were there from Thursday night through
Sunday.
So Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. We did spend one night at a Disney hotel.
But it was a good
Disney
neighbors.
Springs.
Right, it was a good neighbor one.
But we did 2 nights at Saratoga for Disney Springs. We did last year 3 nights for G3. We did on top of 4 nights for my birthday.
Right. And that was Animal Kingdom.
Right. And 4 nights for 4th of July.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So anyway. It allows us to stay at resorts that honestly we could never cash afford to pay to stay at.
Right.
Like, for example, like we got that night before your birthday trip, Grand Floridian. We would never pay to stay at Grand Floridian.
No. Never.
I mean, that's what, $700 a night, $600 a night.
Whatever it is, we'd go to Pop. But,
right. So it makes it staying at a deluxe resort. And, it has the, right now, I forgot the other benefit it has. It has those extra, the extended hours right now.
It does at
it
night.
It has the late night hours for deluxe only resorts.
Right.
And right now it's mainly Magic and Epcot. Those are the only ones they've announced so far.
Whatever it is, right. Yeah.
But still, it's only deluxe resorts.
Right.
So it's this.
DVC resorts are deluxe resorts.
It's this and Swan and Dolphin and Shades of Green. That's it.
Right.
So, I mean, that's another benefit, and it doesn't require, that's just you staying at it. Whether it's cash or DVC, it's still a deluxe resort.
Right.
And it just, it's a really, you really do feel like you're home. And I know they say welcome home all the time. When you walk in and or when you drive in or you come in and it's all about welcome home. And you really do feel relaxed when you walk in. You don't feel like it's a ton of people are around you, you know. And that was the one difference. And I enjoyed staying at Pop that one night, but it's a different type of resort.
Right.
You
absolutely
know?
Is.
You know, it's. You feel special there. I mean, that's how I feel. And I think they treat us special. So.
Right. So anyway, a little rambly, but.
Yeah. But if you guys.
There's our answer.
Yeah. But if you guys are, you know, some people are on the fence and they're like, oh, it's a great idea. This is how, you know, I think if numbers wise, if you make those trips. You really need to do the numbers and figure it out.
Right.
You know, and if you're solely based on a number person, it makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. At least it did for us.
Yeah.
So anyway, that is going to wrap it up for this week. By the time this comes out, we will have already done our live feed. What? Okay. By the time this comes out, we will have already done our live feed on Give Kids the World, Night of a Million Lights. That's what we're going to do this week. If you have any questions about DVC that you want some help with, send us an email at MickeyFilePodcast@gmail.com. You know where the podcast is. Any one of your many, many, many podcatchers. If you like what you hear, subscribe, follow. Like whatever your options there are. And we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a 5-star review just to let us know that you like us. Also helps people find the podcast. Our Facebook group is the Mickey File Podcast group. I don't think we talked about this yet, but congratulations to Holly Austin for winning the Tumblr last week.
Yes. Yes. Congratulations, Holly.
Yeah. Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/something-something-something. But if you go to YouTube and just Google Mickey File, you'll be able to find us there. All of our live feeds are archived there. You'll be able to find them later on if you care to watch. We just finished our kind of run through the Walt Disney World DVC resorts. There's one on there celebrating Dave and Tony Ann and the Disney Crushes 200th episode. Mm-hmm. There's one on there about Give Kids the World.
Yep.
And some 50th anniversary history on there too. Our talk with Aaron H. Goldberg.
Yes. And also it was included the Disney Crush.
Right.
Including
the Disney Crush on that one also.
Yeah, it was a combined effort on that.
Yeah. And with that, I guess we will go ahead and say goodnight for this week.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.